Hello and welcome back to Tip TV Finance with me, Matt Brown. I'm joined this morning by Jim Huckett, equity sales trader from Hobart Capital. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Matt. I woke up with a bit of a fever this morning.
All right.
Fever tree, to be exact.
Know the stock well. Tell us about it.
Fever tree, most people know them for their tonics, which they've sort of taken tonic to a new level to create the ultimate gin and tonics around. They hosted an analyst event last week. I think it was the 16th, and a couple of notes have been published this morning. One by Berenberg, which gave the current price, which was then of 13.30, with a price target of 14.50, and another one by RBC, which gives an initiation with a price target of 17 quid. Stocks trading up 4% this morning on the back of those notes. The shift, the growth that the company is looking towards now is the dark spirits market. Although they're selling on quite an aggressive PE already, both parties are basically saying, both Berenberg and RBC are basically saying, this doesn't reflect the growth potential worldwide that the dark spirits market represents, which is huge in the States. They drink a lot more dark spirits over there than they certainly do gin. The company has already started working with Havana in the same way as it worked with Tanqueray in the gin market to produce the right flavours. And I think if you're working with the actual, manufacturer, you're getting that space right. These whiskey bars, etc. It creates that perfect flavour, and that's what seems to be in vogue at the moment. And there seems to be a huge growth potential for it.
Well, let's have a look at the graph, because it's a very interesting stock. It came to the market sub £2 and has really just shot through the roof since then. It's been a great growth story there. Fever Tree, from memory, they're a tonic company, and the gin market over the recent years has exploded. Now, Fever Tree decided to go into the tonic market really to take on Schweppes, and on the back of that, they were a kind of high brand or high level brand, and they're in top kind of restaurants across the world. I think 7 out of 10 top restaurants have them. It's been a great story from the start, albeit it's trading on high PE. Could this be a takeover target? Cadbury's took over Schweppes, and obviously Kraft took over Cadbury's. Could someone like Whitbread or some of the big brewers, SAB Miller, for example, be looking at this and say, look, we need to take this out?
Well, if something scares you, then you've got to look at it, haven't you, to eliminate the opposition. So I could see it. I don't see it right now. I could be wrong, but like I say, they're expanding now into these dark spirit mixers. Mm-hmm. They've got their cola product now. They've trialled it in Spain, and they're taking it out now and rolling it out into Sainsbury's. That's starting to gain traction. So if you're starting to take on the cola players, mm-hmm. yeah, then you are talking about the big boys certainly becoming a little bit under threat, not for the straight cola drinker, but for the premium dark spirit drinker.
Good stuff. And as you've already said, the brokers like the stock. It's up 4% on the back of the notes this morning from, was it Berenberg?
Berenberg and RBC.
RBC, yeah. So it's certainly a stock to be looking out for. A lot of upside. Do you think we've got more?
I think so, but rushing in when the stock's up 4%, already over 4% today already. Maybe look on a red day or any pullback to get yourself a little bit of fever.
Great. Well, it's certainly a stock to look out for. Fever Tree is the stock. Jimmy, thanks very much for your time. Look forward to having you back soon.
No problem. Thanks, Matt. Cheers.